The Message, Strength Beyond Our Own, by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The enabling power of the atonement of Jesus Christ strengthens us to do and be good and to serve beyond our own individual desire and natural capacity. I suspect that many church members are much more familiar with the nature of the redeeming and cleansing power of the atonement than they are with the strengthening and enabling power. It is one thing to know that Jesus Christ came to earth to die for us. That is fundamental and foundational to the doctrine of Christ. But we also need to appreciate that the Lord desires, through His atonement and by the power of the Holy Ghost, to live in us, not only to direct us, but also to empower us. Most of us know that when we do wrong things, we need help to overcome the effects of sin in our lives. The Savior has paid the price and made it possible for us to become clean through His redeeming power. Most of us clearly understand that the atonement is for sinners. I am not so sure, however, that we know and understand that the atonement is also for saints, for good men and women who are obedient, worthy, and conscientious, and who are striving to become better and serve more faithfully. We may mistakenly believe we must make the journey from good to better and become a saint all by ourselves through sheer grit, willpower, and discipline, and with our obviously limited capacities. The gospel of the Savior is not simply about avoiding bad in our lives. It also is essentially about doing and becoming good. And the atonement provides help for us to overcome and avoid bad and to do and become good. Help from the Savior is available for the entire journey of mortality, from bad to good to better, and to change our very nature. I am not suggesting that the redeeming and enabling powers of the atonement are separate and discrete. Rather, these two dimensions of the atonement are connected and complementary. They both need to be operational during all phases of the journey of life. And it is eternally important for all of us to recognize that both of these essential elements of the journey of mortality, both putting off the natural man and becoming a saint, both overcoming bad and becoming good, are accomplished through the power of the atonement. Individual willpower, personal determination and motivation, effective planning and goal setting are necessary, but ultimately insufficient for us to triumphantly complete this mortal journey. Truly, we must come to rely upon the merits and mercy and grace of the Holy Messiah. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 8. Grace and the enabling power of the atonement. In the Bible dictionary, we learn that the word grace frequently is used in the Scriptures to connote enabling power. Grace is a word that occurs frequently in the New Testament, especially in the writings of Paul. The main idea of the word is divine means of help or strength, given through the bounteous mercy and love of Jesus Christ. It is through the grace of the Lord Jesus made possible by His atoning sacrifice that mankind will be raised in immortality, every person receiving his body from the grave in a condition of everlasting life. It is likewise through the grace of the Lord that individuals, through faith in the atonement of Jesus Christ and repentance of their sins, receive strength and assistance to do good works that they otherwise would not be able to maintain if left to their own means. This grace is an enabling power that allows men and women to lay hold on eternal life and exaltation after they have expended their own best efforts. Grace is the divine assistance or heavenly help each of us desperately needs to qualify for the celestial kingdom. Thus, the enabling power of the atonement strengthens us to do and be good and to serve beyond our own individual desire and natural capacity. In my personal scripture study, I often insert the term enabling power whenever I encounter the word grace. Consider, for example, this verse with which we are all familiar. We know that it is by grace that we are saved after all we can do. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23. I believe we can learn much about this vital aspect of the atonement if we will insert enabling and strengthening power each time we find the word grace in the Scriptures. Nephi's example. The journey of mortality is to go from bad to good to better and to have our very natures changed. The Book of Mormon is replete with examples of disciples and prophets who knew, understood, and were transformed by the enabling power of the atonement in making that journey. As we come to better understand this sacred power, our gospel perspective will be greatly enlarged and enriched. Such a perspective will change us in remarkable ways. Nephi is an example of one who knew, understood, and relied upon the enabling power of the Savior. Recall that the sons of Lehi had returned to Jerusalem to enlist Ishmael and his household in their cause. Laman and others in the party traveling with Nephi from Jerusalem back to the wilderness rebelled, and Nephi exhorted his brethren to have faith in the Lord. It was at this point in their journey that Nephi's brothers bound him with cords and planned his destruction. Please note Nephi's prayer. O Lord, according to my faith which is in thee, wilt thou deliver me from the hands of my brethren? Yea, even give me strength that I may burst these bands with which I am bound. 1 Nephi chapter 7, verse 17. Do you know what I likely would have prayed for if I had been tied up by my brothers? Please get me out of this mess now. It is especially interesting to me that Nephi did not pray to have his circumstances changed. Rather, he prayed for the strength to change his circumstances. And I believed he prayed in this manner precisely because he knew, understood, and had experienced the enabling power of the atonement. I do not think the bands with which Nephi was bound just magically fell from his hands and wrists. Rather, I suspect he was blessed with both persistence and personal strength beyond his natural capacity, that he then, in the strength of the Lord, worked and twisted and tugged on the cords, and ultimately and literally was enabled to break the bands. Mosiah chapter 9, verse 17. The implication of this episode for each of us is straightforward. As you and I come to understand and employ the enabling power of the atonement in our personal lives, we will pray and seek for strength to change our circumstances rather than praying for our circumstances to be changed. We will become agents who act rather than objects that are acted upon. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 14. The Savior knows and understands. In Alma chapter 7, we learn how and why the Savior is able to provide the enabling power. He shall go forth, suffering pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, and this that the word might be fulfilled, which saith he will take upon him the pains and the sicknesses of his people. And he will take upon him death, that he may loose the bands of death which bind his people, and he will take upon him their infirmities, that his bowels may be filled with mercy according to the flesh, that he may know according to the flesh how to succor his people according to their infirmities. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 12. The Savior has suffered not just for our iniquities, but also for the inequality, the unfairness, the pain, the anguish, and the emotional distresses that so frequently beset us. There is no physical pain, no anguish of soul, no suffering of spirit, no infirmity or weakness that you or I ever experienced during our mortal journey that the Savior did not experience first. You and I, in a moment of weakness, may cry out, "No one understands, no one knows." No human being, perhaps, knows. But the Son of God perfectly knows and understands, for he felt and bore our burdens before we ever did. And because he paid the ultimate price and bore that burden, he has perfect empathy and can extend to us his arm of mercy in so many phases of our life. He can reach out, touch, succor, literally run to us, and strengthen us to be more than we could ever be, and help us to do that which we could never do through relying only upon our own power. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. I declare my witness of an appreciation for the infinite and eternal sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know the Savior lives. I have experienced both His redeeming power and His enabling power, and I testify that these powers are real and available to each of us. Indeed, in the strength of the Lord, we can do and overcome all things as we press forward on our journey of mortality. End of the article, The Message, Strength Beyond Our Own, by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by David Shaw.